Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My
beautiful morning. It is Monday, March the 23rd, and this is Josie Hopkins with Josie's Inspiration, coming to you today to talk about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. And I'm taking a deep breath. I got my oils surrounding me. Got my Y23. I've got my lemon and my water. And I have these oils today because I'm going to talk about one of the health concerns for cancer patients, but it's also a big health concern right now as we're in the midst of coronavirus, COVID-19, and that is pneumonia. The information I'm going to share is for informational purpose only. I don't intend to diagnose or treat or to give you anything to make you think that this information can cure you. I'm not a doctor. I am a health enthusiast and an essential oil enthusiast. And essential oils are my passion. Having gone through my 3 cancer diagnoses, going through that 3rd and 2nd diagnosis, the oils and natural care became extremely important to me and continue to be important to me. And pneumonia is something I've experienced. Pneumonia has been something that I have twice recently, January and again a week and a half ago, returned to the hospital with breathing challenges. And each time they've cleared that there is no pneumonia, but they're not really sure what is causing the shortness of breath and the breathing challenges that I'm experiencing. So I've opted not to go for an additional appointment as I was scheduled to do on Friday because, you know, with this virus going around, we don't know where and who might have it. And with having a compromised immune system, I'm very much aware of how important it is for me to take care of myself. So today I'm going to talk to you about the P in A to Z essential oils for cancer care. You might notice that the A to Z are actually health concerns and not the oils, but then I talk about the oils that are associated. So today as I talk about pneumonia, first I really want to explain what it is. And pneumonia is an infection that inflames the air sacs in one or both lungs, and they may fill with fluid. And when pneumonia is present, the air sacs may have fluid or pus, and it can be very life-threatening to anyone, but particularly to infants, children, and people over 65. It does require a medical diagnosis, so it's important, especially now if you think you have some symptoms related to pneumonia, if you have coughing and breathing challenges, that you do seek medical attention. People may experience pain, a sharpness in the chest. The whole body may have fever, chills, dehydration, fatigue, loss of appetite, clammy skin or sweating. Respiratorily, you may have fast breathing, shallow breathing, shortness of breath or wheezing. And there may be coughing and an extremely fast heart rate. And some of the causes of pneumonia. Pneumonia can be bacterial, it can be viral, and it can be a bug that has caused your pneumonia. And sometimes for cancer patients, certain antibiotics can treat specific bacteria. And so you must have medical care so that you can be sure what to use to treat your pneumonia. If you've inhaled a virus or an organism, such in the case of people who are experiencing COVID-19, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, how do you get it? What do you do? And, you know, the real thing that we are hearing is the importance of hand cleaning with soap and water. Washing your hands really well, keeping your hands out of your face. And why is that important? Because the face is the nasal area. It's the mouth area. It's where things can be easily taken in, which is why they say stay 6 feet away from people. If you are out and about, you want to stay away from people. If you're touching things that you're not sure about, like car doors, or, you know, if you're walking and this is a beautiful time, everybody's out at the track and wanting to walk, and there are lots of apparatuses to pull up on and things like that. So when you're touching those things, if they've been touched by someone who has a virus, who has pneumonia or COVID, and now you touch it and you touch your face, that's the easy way for it to get into your nasal passages and down into your lungs. And all of this sounds scary, and it is, because with COVID-19, we don't know exactly what the cure is, and treatment and identification of it is challenging. But for pneumonia as a general, it's something that your body's normal immune system can help protect, but if you have a weakened or a compromised immune system, such as the patient who is going through cancer care or chemo, it can be very difficult. And when it's pneumonia is related to a virus, it can take 2 or more weeks sometimes to resolve, and it can take time for you to have symptoms. So what can you do with essential oils? And once again, essential oils, as I'm sharing about it, I'm not telling you that it's an answer or a cure, but I'm just going to tell you some of the benefits that essential oils can have. And some of my favorite oils, and as I said a few minutes ago, I'm sitting here and I've got my lemon water. And why do I have lemon water? Well, lemon as an essential oil, and lemon even as fresh lemons in water, can be very beneficial. It has the properties of being antiseptic, anti-stringent, antitoxin, anti-anemic, antimicrobic, anti-rheumatic. It promotes the formation of scar tissue, and which can be good when you have a situation that you really need to have that happen. But it's also very purifying, and it is diaphoretic, which means it induces sweating, which can sweat some of the toxins out of your body. But it can reduce fevers, and it can stop some of the challenges that you're having. It can stimulate white blood cells, which can help increase the body's immune functioning. And so right now I have my water, and I put 2 drops of my lemon oil directly into my water. And that helps to purify my water. It helps to purify my liver and the blood, and it has a draining effect and can be helpful in other ways, such as weight gain, obesity, and cellulite, which is the other reason why I'm using my lemon water, because one of my challenges right now is being able to properly eliminate and to get those toxins out of my body. So lemon is a great oil that is really good as an antiseptic. And then I hear a lot of people talking about tea tree and adding tea tree into their hand sanitizers, and I've made hand sanitizers with tea tree. And tea tree as well is an anti-infectious, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, antiviral, bactericidal. And it is very good for helping fight bacterial infections. And it just doesn't, let me just say this. When I'm using my tea tree and any of the oils that I'm specifically talking about, I'm talking about oils that come from the company that I represent, which is Youngevity International. And I've been studying Youngevity oils and studying with the professionals and the aromatherapists that are certified with Youngevity, and I myself am in study right now for certification in aromatherapy and iridology. And so tea tree is one of the key oils for me to keep in my home. Whenever I have the first sign of a scratchy throat, I do a pinky lick, 1 drop of tea tree on my pinky finger. And mind you, I'm talking about the Youngevity oil, so I can't speak to any other brand. And I'll put that one drop on my pinky finger and put it on the back of my tongue. Swish, rub it around, and swallow. And honest to goodness, I'll tell you, it will take out a sore throat. I'll also put a drop on my finger and rub along the front and along the sides of my ear, outside my ear, going down to my throat, because it's also very good to break up inflammation. And oils, if you don't know how to use them, the bottom of the feet are always a safe area. We don't encourage ingesting of oils. And so as I'm sharing how I've been taught to use them safely. But if I'm using an oil, the general way for me is to put it on my big toe, one drop, on my finger, rub it on my big toe, down the inside arch of my foot, and back to the heel. And that is the reflexology point that covers from my head, my spine, and it really does get into the body. So tea tree has the ability to fight bacterial infections, and it can help kill destructive bacteria while leaving friendly bacteria in the body. And it helps stimulate the immune system to help keep you safe and healthy. And healthy bacteria. Our body does need healthy bacteria. There are bacteria that are destructive, but the body needs healthy bacteria. Something else that I do a lot of is probiotics, prebiotics and probiotics. And so with longevity, we have something called an immune system support pack, which has vitamin C, it has a killer biotic, it has some other things that are in there, zinc, that are also very beneficial. So these are things that I'm doing right now, particularly increasing and making sure that daily I'm doing these things, especially during this COVID-19 breakout. And so tea tree can help limit the risk of fungal infections. It's good to help reduce the side effects and to increase the healing time that it takes for you to get well. It helps with infections. So tea tree and lemon, as I've talked about so far, are very powerful antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungals, which are perfectly safe to use. I also like to take my tea tree, put a drop on my finger, and to pull it along my floss and floss my teeth. And when I've gone to the dentist, they're always commenting on how healthy my gums are. Sometimes I'll put a drop of tea tree on my toothbrush with my toothpaste and brush my teeth and my tongue so that I'm making sure that there are no viruses and nothing in my mouth that can cause me to get sick. So these are some of my tips. Now, there are a couple of other oils that I love to use, and one of the blends that I really love is called Breath of Life. And again, this is a longevity-specific blend. And Breath of Life is a blend with great decongestant effects. And it has the ability to make mucus more fluid. So, you know, when you have a really bad cold or when there is pneumonia present, you can be very mucusy. And that mucus can cause you to cough and be an irritant to you. And so Breath of Life is a blend that is great for inhalation in a diffuser or a vaporizer, and especially on the feet. The foot reflex blend can also be used in the lung area of the feet and the sinus area point of the feet. And I would refer you to looking up a reflexology chart and look at some of the points. So the balls of the feet are the lung area. And the reflexology points for the sinus is right underneath the toes. So those are the areas, in addition to using it on the big toe and down the inside of the foot, that I use my Breath of Life. It contains neroli, which is an essential oil known to contain molecules that help relieve and prevent respiratory allergies. And it is an overall booster for the respiratory system and provides a powerful antiseptic action as well as supporting the immune system. And if someone has fevers, it can help the body to not exceed a safe temperature. And it's really good if you put it in a mister bottle and you mist your pillows with it. If you don't have a mister bottle and you have an oil, you can put it on a tissue or a Q-tip and put it beside your bed so that you're able to breathe it in and to open up the lung passages. Breath of Life is a blend, and it contains several really great essential oils. It contains Eucalyptus globulus, Eucalyptus radiata, peppermint, ravensara, neroli. And let me tell you a little bit about ravensara. Ravensara is an awesome oil. And ravensara, as we talk about it for the use and a blend of Breath of Life, ravensara, too, is an antiseptic, antiviral, antibacterial, decongestant, and expectorant. And it is a, like lavender, it can be used in almost any situation because it has beneficial effects in areas that are outside of other areas that it would normally be used. So, for instance, as an antibacterial for flus and colds, that ravensara is very good. But it's also a great oil in the case of shingles and herpes. It's a great nerve tonic, and it is a mental and physical stimulant, and it can revitalize people suffering from physical and nervous fatigue. And that ravensara is one of the oils that is in the Breath of Life. Then there is peppermint. And peppermint, I love peppermint. I've been using a lot of peppermint lately for the ants. They don't like peppermint because peppermint is hot. So I've created a mister in my kitchen with peppermint and water, and I mist along the windowsills, along the cabinets, and the back of the sink where I tend to see little ants start to come in the spring. And they don't like that. It's a hot oil, and it burns their little bitty feet. But peppermint is a great essential oil for helping expel or to get things out of the body. So it's good for the digestive system, but it also is very good for helping to reduce swelling and to help oxygenate the blood so that it can be very effective. It is a physical stimulant and encourages study without the development of mental fatigue. So it's helpful to diffuse peppermint in a room if you're studying. And when you're traveling, you can also add peppermint, just like I add lemon to my water. You can add a drop of peppermint to a bottle of water. Very refreshing. And when I travel, especially long distance traveling, I like to have peppermint because it helps keep me awake and alert. So a whiff of peppermint can wake me up and keep me alert. And so you can also diffuse peppermint in a room. You can massage it in your temple area for headaches, and it is another really, really great oil as well. You can make it with a tea. You can just take a toothpick and just rub it, drop, this is not even a whole drop across a top of a peppermint essential oil bottle, and stir it in some honey and make a good peppermint tea. Now, eucalyptus is powerful. So Eucalyptus globulus is in the blend of Breath of Life. And Eucalyptus globulus is also good for analgesic, anti-rheumatic, antiseptic, and antispasmodic. And it is great as a way to diffuse into bath salts. And if you really want to get another way to diffuse it into the room, you can put it in your bath salts and open that up in the room. But it's also very good because it disinfects the air. It repels insects and helps to remove scents from the air. So that is something as well that is very good. And during the past century, it has been said that it can eliminate up to 70% of staph infections that may be present in the air. So Eucalyptus globulus eucalyptus radiata, peppermint, ravensara, neroli, are some of the oils in the Breath of Life. And then there is another blend called Y23, which is great for the immune system. And that particular oil I have right here with me, and before the call, I just opened up the bottle, held it at my chest, and inhaled, because that Y23 is also a specific longevity blend, but it's an oil that is very good for the immune system. And so Y23 as a blend consists of a number of oils, and I'm flipping real quickly through my book because I always like to look up my information, and it contains nutmeg, oregano, sweet orange, peppermint, rosemary, spearmint, tangerine, pine needle, scotch pine, lavender, grapefruit, eucalyptus globulus, copaiba, cedar, birch, and all of these oils are really good for the overall health and the body system. And it supports our skin, which protects us from the outside invaders, the respiratory system that filters our air, and the lymphatic system, which kills unwanted intruders into the body. And it is also known to relax and soothe sore, tired muscles. So today I've been talking about pneumonia and the effects on cancer patients, but this information is also beneficial for anyone who has respiratory conditions. But always first seek the advice of your doctor. I'm not a doctor. Josie is not a doctor. I like oils. I love oils. And that's how I support my health and my well-being. So stay well. Keep your hands clean and sanitized. Pray. God knows that right now, this is what we need, is we need faith through all things for such a time as this. We've been called upon to be still and know that God is always in charge. And he doesn't take us through anything that he cannot bring us through on the other side. So have faith and do the right things. Protect yourself and your loved ones. And I look forward to being back with you in a few weeks. Be blessed and have a great day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Down, but I picked myself back up and I started telling Hello, and thank you once again for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I come to you today with a question that was posed to me not too long ago, and it seemed very apropos for right now. And the question was, why can't I manifest what I desire? See, this person was seeing everyone else around them get what they want, and they just seemed to feel like God had forgotten them. So I ask you, have you ever been at a place of you know what you want, and you tried to meditate on it, but every time it seems your mind would come up with all sorts of scenarios that would be negative? Well, that's the old you with its negative vibration, or the ego self, holding you back in the place where you used to be comfortably uncomfortable. In other words, you haven't gotten past this because at some level you don't feel ready. And I know that's hard to believe, but when that happens, the only thing we can do is to replace the old thought and feelings. Replacing the old thought with the thought of the desire and actually believing what you feel creates momentum. And momentum is something you allow so that you actually feel the emotional drive of the thought. When you feel that drive, it brings peace and a kind of relief to your whole system, which in turn makes you relax into almost a dream state, a daydream state. And I can remember as a kid, when the world around me got all too real, I would daydream. And of course, those around me would say I was wasting time, and I got scolded a lot for not paying attention. But I can remember that in that brief time of thinking, whatever it was I was thinking of at the time, I was at peace. And when you do this, when you see yourself with or becoming conscious of the person you want to become, notice how that feels. Then stay within that thrilled vibration. Don't wait for the manifestation. Actually live within the thrill of the thought, because this emotion is what sets into motion your blessing. And it's when desire and physical manifestation align. You have to come into existence when you're aligned like that. Those things have to come into existence. That's an immutable law. Sometimes what happens is the distractions of our now moment doesn't make it easy for us to prepare our vibrations to align, because at some point we're allowing the wrong thoughts to take over. In other words, you're concentrating on what you see around you as being your real, as being all there is. And that observance itself is hindering you from believing you desire and deserve your more. Ask yourself these questions. Now, let me tell you right up front, this only works if you're going to be totally honest with yourself. So let's start by asking the first question. Why is this particular desire calling me? And it's important to remember that when the desire continues to nag you, it may be your purpose, or at least it's a starting point for you to be aligned to your purpose. And it's placed in your heart by the divine. And when the divine places something within you, the wherewithal to attain it is also there. But we have to be able to discern the real reason that you're hesitating. And that brings me to the second question. What would need to be in place in order for me to follow this desire? If you can come up with that answer, then it basically means that you don't feel ready. Because to identify with what needs to be in place means you're identifying with some perceived lack. If you're waiting for everything to fall just the way you think it should before you start to speak life into your desire, you will remain paralyzed. during this time, you're still manifesting, know that. But instead of manifesting that which you desire, you're manifesting fear. And fear takes you that much further away from your center and pushes the desire that much further away. Let me give you an example. I can remember opening my first business. Man, I have dreams of how it would look, the people who would be there, and the conversations that would take place. And I made the mistake of sharing that with someone. See, I was so feeling the emotional drive and the thrill of the thought that it seemed to me to be a done deal. I had even gone so far as to have spoken to a lady about renting a space from her, and I gave her a check for the deposit. But as I shared with this person that I thought would be just as excited, she began to pick apart my thrill by telling me all of the pitfalls. Now, she was my mentor, and hear me well, a mentor is supposed to tell you what to look out for. A mentor is not just a yes man, but this was a whole lot different. And as I respected her so much, I absorbed the negativity of what was said to me so much so that the upward vibration and the emotional thrill that I had experienced spiraled down just as quickly as it had risen. Now, you can call this coincidence, but at the very moment I began to feel not ready or at the least ill-equipped, all manner of things presented themselves. That quaint building I had on hold, well, zoning came in and said that I was one door outside of being a business zone. The rest was zone residential or something. In short, I couldn't open my business at that address. Now, I was young, but I wasn't stupid. I had checked, and so did the landlord, but nothing of that nature came up while I was getting my certificate of occupancy papers. So, since it was now a law that I couldn't open, she was nice enough to give me my deposit back. That in and of itself was a blessing. But see, what happened was my fear of not being enough had temporarily shut out my dream. So it took me a few days, in fact, it took me a few weeks of feeling quite sorry for myself and meditating and trying to get my feeling back. And then one day, in a meditative state, I started feeling that pull even stronger. And I decided to try again, but this time I kept it to myself, just between me and God. And I found the spot that would become my business home for the next 30 years. And I found it, if you can believe, quite by accident. I don't believe that anything is an accident. But what did I do differently? The potential for the manifestation was always there. My job was to feel and hold the emotional vibrational thrill of it becoming real. How do you do that? By using the words that uphold your feelings. And I started using words like finding a place with ease, finding a place that was real for me, that would bring joy, and that was comfortable and accessible and convenient to all of my clientele. Now, that aligns what you desire and who you are within the desire. And once I did that, all manner of details as to what I needed started to unfold one after the other right in front of me. And now, since I know that for a hard fact that I must stay in that flow of thought, when I do, still flow stays in alignment. But when I let my guard down, I find myself off center. Like right now, this world is under the grip of fear over the virus that is running rampant across the globe. And for the most part, normal life, or at least what we call normal, has come to a screeching halt. And I, along with others, are feeling the sting of not being able to work or buy needed things because, in fear, people have begun to hoard. Kids are out of school for the rest of the academic year, and that has sent parents into a dead panic. Bills aren't being paid, and people are dying. They call this a pandemic. I have a few close friends who are infected. Yet I still know that it's my job to see the world healed, to put my thoughts out into the vibrational grid of wholeness, health, health down to a cellular level for everyone. Because if this doesn't show us that we are all interconnected, nothing will. And the world is beginning to respond, even though we don't want to think so. The world is beginning to respond. People are staying home, not as much as the government wants, but in the places that could actually see the big picture of doing so, and the people made the sacrifice, the air is cleaner. The water too. And I'm told that because the noise and confusion and pollution of what we call everyday life has stilled, you can hear sounds of nature coming back to life. It's said that where this started, in Wuhan, you can even hear the birds sing again. And as I said, the potential for manifestation is always there. What's needed is the faith to allow it to come through. If we eradicate the fear by knowing the truth of who we are and whose we are, and since we are all connected, know the truth of each living soul, the Creator didn't give us a spirit of fear. That's the lie that manifests when we lose sight of our divinity and all of the beauty that's within. This is the time to align your mind with the mind of the divine, as I always like to say. Let's use this time to draw close to God and to His original plan for us. When you see all the potential that God sees in you and live from that space and hold that space of no weapon formed against me shall prosper and truly believe it, you will begin to see all of the form that you wanted in your physical world. Now, add to this the thing of desiring for others what you desire for yourself and feeling true love for yourself. Now that's when you have a recipe for bringing forth your good. Because now you're not just projecting for yourself, but for the world around you. And that feeling of connectivity has great power and gives lift to that upward vibrational pull I was talking about. And it's a universal law that feeling produces form. It's also true that once you get the hang of consciously living and thinking and speaking over your life, the flow of blessings, they just feel automatic. Now, that's not to say that you won't still come in contact with some negative thoughts, but it is to say that you'll be able to dismiss them a lot quickly. Because now you have the feeling of contrast, and you're no longer willing to be comfortably uncomfortable. Staying on the side of standing within your divine power brings with it confidence, joy, and acceptance of the fact that God has given you the rights of communion with Him. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me walk just a little bit taller. To know that God Himself wants to be connected with me on every level, to bring me the desires of my heart, or, as Jeremiah says, bring me to an expected end. And all I have to do is accept the invitation. Now, I'm not overlooking the fact that all of the suffering that's going on in the world, all the people who've lost loved ones in this time, all those, including myself, who have lost jobs and livelihood. See, I'm an entrepreneur, so I have been forced into not opening for business as usual and not having an income. So when I say live under the shelter of the Almighty and His promises, I know exactly what I'm talking about because I know what that feels like. But I decided not to look at it from a point of lack. This is a time to Listen from within and reflect on the God that supplies everything. To meditate on his teachings and know that even though we can't see it right now, God has a purpose for all of this. So I'm choosing not to panic, but to dwell in the feeling that staying in divine connection brings, to strengthen what you've heard me call that golden cord of communion, so I'll have the strength to stay focused on helping to heal others of lost hope and negative vibes and negative thoughts. Because you can't help anyone out of a pit of despair if you're in it beside them. So now I invite you to do the same. To use this time to not only reconnect with family, but reconnect with your true self. The part of you that knows all is well and that this too shall pass. And hold that positive thought and feeling so that when this is all said and done, we will have recalibrated our minds to the point that when we speak, the words that come out of our mouth cannot return to us void, but fulfilled with the promises of a generous and trusting God. And remember above everything else that all is well. When I get ready to leave at the end of my programming, I always say to you to relax, to release, and to relate. And we need that more now than ever. So I'm going to say to you again, relax, release, and relate. But this time I'm going to tell you that as you relax into the promises of God, into the arms of who has you, who has your supply in hand, when you relax, release all care, release all worry, and release all fear. That's the secret. And as you release, you will be able to relate to everything that we just talked about. You'll be able to relate to the promises that all is well, to that this is the time given you to stop and think and reflect on the all good of God, and to believe that the all good of God is the all good of your life, and to remember that whatever you give a lot of attention to will give itself a lot of attention and show up in your world. So since we're always manifesting, we're always thinking, we're always creating, let's fall into that realm of daydreaming so that we know all is well, so that you put yourself in that vibrational pool that'll pull you into the vortex of good, that will pull you into alignment with the divine. So to say relax, release, relate has a little deeper meaning now, doesn't it? This is Reverend Lydia telling you to believe and to know that I am surrounding you in golden light and love. And I'm asking you to believe in yourself and be blessed. Until next time, revel in your blessings.
Where things just don't work out, it's not
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.